a camp not far from here, just across the lake. It was called Camp Blackfoot. No one goes there anymore. Everything burnt down. This camp had a caretaker. His name was Cropsey. Now, this Cropsey was a sadist, and he got real pleasure out of hurting people, scaring them. And he had these garden shears, the kind with long, thin blades. And he carried them all the time, wherever he went. And he had this kind of demonic way of looking at you. One time, Cropsey really went after this kid from Brooklyn. Followed him around night and day. He made this kid's life living hell. But this time he chose the wrong guy. Because the kid and some of his buddies had planned a little prank. Only problem was, the gag went wrong. The next thing anyone knows, Cropsey's trapped alive and burning in his bunk. They try to get him out, but the fire's so fierce they can't reach him. All they can do is stand outside and listen to him cry out in agony. They say he smashed his way through the bunk room door, just a mass of flames. And as he burned alive, he cried out, "I will return! I will have my revenge!" They never found his body. He survived. He lives on whatever he can catch. Eats them raw, alive, no longer human. Right now, he's out there, watching, waiting. Don't look. He'll see you. Don't move. He'll hear you. Don't breathe. You're dead!
Thank you. watching you dealing dope in our neighborhood. Maybe the mayor can't do nothing about it, but we sure as hell can. Who supplies you?
I'm telling you shit.
You don't want to talk to me? Talk to them. know about you guys, but me, I've had it up to here. There are some 40-odd homicides a day on our streets. There are over 2 million illegal guns in this city. Man, that's enough guns to invade a whole damn country with. They shoot a cop in our city without even thinking twice about it. Now, come on. I mean, you guys ride the subway. How much more of this grief we're gonna stand for? How many more locks we gotta put on our goddamn doors? Now, we ain't got the police, the prosecutors, the courts, or the prisons. I mean, it's over. The books don't balance. We are a statistic. Can't go to the corner and buy a pack of cigarettes after dark because you know the punks and the scum on the street when the sun goes down and our own government can't protect its own people, then I say this, pal. You got a moral obligation, the right of self-preservation. Now you can run, you can hide, or you can start to live like human beings again. This is our Waterloo, baby. You want your city back? You gotta take it. Dig it? Take it!
hell is it?
Looks like a shopping center, one of those big indoor malls.
Oh my God.
No chance. Forget it. Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. They can't get up here.
Yeah, and we can't go down there.
Let's check it out.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.